Zayin Gimel Min Aleph, the six lines on the bottom. Yiboy Lehu Baal Maal Sheyofer L'Shtei Noshe B'Basachas. So we say that the word is Oysa is Dafka or Lav Dafka. So it says Oysa in the singular, so it sounds like he has to be made for to one woman at a time, or possibly not. So that's the Shavu of the Gemara. Okay, so they both made a netter. He had two wives. They both made a netter, and he said Yofer L'chom. So he was made for, he was made for both of them at the same time. So what's the halacha? Okay, so Amar Avina Toshma, we find the halacha is that if a man has two wives, ein mashkin shtei soitos ka'achas neshaliba gaspa chaberta. The Chacham said that you can't do two seters at the same time, because we want them to be moida, and each one is there. They sort of give emotional support to the other one, and we're afraid that they will not come to be moida because they're each one for emotional support. Rehuda Imer Lomid Hashem, who said that's not the reason. Ela Mishum Shenemar Behishka Oisa Levado. So it says that he's mashker her. So the word Oisa means each was singular. So therefore, the drasha of Oisa means not Oisa together with somebody else. So similarly over here, the word it says that he's Yofer Oisa means her and not with somebody else. Zok the Rav.
So the Vishama is Lav Dafka and Oisa is Dafka.
The what?
The Shama is La Dafka.
Correct.
And Osa is Dafka.
Yes.
Right.
So that's interesting.
That's Pasha the flow of the Gemara. So we're grappling with which words. That's why it's here, because that's exactly why it's here. Once we said the Shama is La Dafka, so maybe what's with Osa?
But I mean, you know, this raya, I mean, is it like a gzera shava? Or, I mean,
no.
Why is mochach that you know? Okay, so over here, divrei kasuv v'hoveh, right? I mean, it's why couldn't you just say that?
Well, you have the same problem over there. It also could be behavior. The man having two wives, both being sotos at the same time, is not the most common.
Same, but it's they had a Kabbalah. So that they knew the halacha.
So the more Pasha Yehuda, I mean, if Yehuda is darshaning,
what if I misassess the market?
One second. I have a mesh down there.
I'm sorry?
So we see that she has no ability at all.
Can we call this a yes? If we've got a candidate waiting for, we don't have him waiting too long. You know how that is.
It's your first line.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That was essentially my response.
Which pasuk are they quoting over there?
Yeah, Hishkos Mibar Hei Chav Zayin.
There's a reason why they sent me this
poem. Hishkos Mibar Hei Chav Zayin. It's interesting because the drush over here is the word from the Hishkos.
Yeah.
The Mapek Hei.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is very interesting. Yeah, there's no sound.
And there is, which is interesting because the pasuk. That's some of the minchah. Okay. Okay, I don't know. Let's see the run, see if the run helps. He boiled the bar mashia for the stain of Shabazah, that the run she not your stain, but Omer the hen, move for the coin. I saw Dafka. Beemishmai Isha, you knew he saw. How do I have a bow? Who did the Ab? The Gabi Ab, Namik Sibu, he saw. So the father has two daughters. He could have two daughters, which both made an error. Either they could be twins, or one could be 11, one could be 12. Nishli Bagaspo Chaberto. Shapamim Shachaberto Tahara. The heat to Mayo. Shatira Shachaberto Maris Tahara Ni. Tugis Daito. Well, the tears of the Hoydus. Mimachic Shame. Shinita Bakdusha. Let me shame who's that. So Yehuda says, "Let me they times that Omru Dain Mash and Shesetis Kachas." The Shum Shenemar beHishka beMapike, the Habalo Kilo Ksi beHishka Yisoh, the Shenar Yisoh Levato. Interesting. If I call correctly, the Gemara uses this. That's not going to happen. Hishko Yisol
Levado.
So it works out. Even 2018 calendar. So it's not only that they're matching. Look on the side over here, by the way. The Drush is from Hikivo Yisol, not Hishko Yisol. It's a Tosefta in the Goyim and in Tosefta in Soita. And in the Goyim, the Girsa is Hikrivo Yisa a Kohen. That's referring to the Mincha. You can't be Makrib. Oh no, that's going on the woman. Okay. I was looking at Pasuk of Hey. Mihikriva saw, but there it's referring to the Mincha. And Pasuk Tezayin is referring to the Kohen takes. Mihikriva saw Kohen, and Hamidol of Nei Hashem. You see the Chacham arguing of Yehuda, and they don't say this reason of the Diyak of Hishka Yisra. They say because Liba Gasa Chaberta. They would indicate the Mashalu Yisra Dafka. So every time when they shall Liba Gasa Chaberta, Hilchach Natinan, according to them, the Baal made for the Shtei Nosha Kachas. Bach Yisra Betosefta the Mechilta.
Yeah, right.
Beferish Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Armim, Afar Sadorim, Me Ace Le Ace. Kate said, Hoyer Alishta Chemisha Nedorim, Shahayla Chamesh Noshim, Benodra Kulon, Varman Lahu, Varman Mufar Lachai, Mufar Lachen, Muforin, Mufarlich, Ena Mufar Elalah.
according to
that's what some say. Bain came to Rabbi Ramban Zal.
According to Rabbi Huda, who said that it's only
okay. The Ramban said that's not pshat. Mishum the parakama the soita arena the mantana kama who Rishimen he the first time of the crow. So Rishimen. The Tanakhama over there is Reb Shimon, who's Dorish time of the Krah. Means we have the Drasha, the Chamim, i.e. Reb Shimon, agrees to the Drasha, but it says that there's a Sur behind the Drasha. Okay, fine. Matam kamer, matam oisol levado. Why do we make the drush of oisol levado? And they should leave a gas to chaverto. And therefore, if there be a scenario where she's not leaving gas to chaverto, so you could be mashka. So he's during the time of the krabi. Not that he's arguing on the drush. Amu kuliyama d'shina noisol levado. We both the tadakam and Rabbi Yehuda make the drush. Paraturfakalpi, number meaning they saw Dafka, being Hossam, and Shartan Shte Paras Kakas, which is never I saw, but I saw Beslaverta. The Kiman the Gemara and Naktin and they saw Dafka. So once you have a Gemara which says that we Darshan I saw as Dafka, the Kiman is Lomba Mai the Tanya Betusefta. The Mamashabeshtahi, La Misti Bey Rebekia, Berbershia.
What does that mean? Does that mean that it that it somehow got snuck into the Tosefta without the sort of that's not what the and the Rehusha had authored?
So, well,
kids now.
There's a Gemara in place I'm remembering it. It's more than one place. You know, the third parak in Bamitzia that any brisa which lemasa beirav chiyah beirav rishia you shouldn't quote in Beis Medrash, which is not learned in beirav chiyah beirav rishia, which were the two primary talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So they are mesal of the brises. Any brisa which is not learned Beir Rav Chiya, Beir Rav Shia, you shouldn't quote the Beis Medrash. So the Ran is the Ramban is using the phrase well Mr. Beir Rav Chiya, Beir Rav Shia as a like an idiom. It means it's not reliable. So Dilma Shabeshti, maybe there's some mistake in it, and well, Mr. Rav Chiya Rashi, it wasn't one of those. He's not saying specifically. I mean, Tosefta was, we assume, was written by Rav Chiya Rashi. We assume that Tosefta, we would have to assume that it was learned there. But he says, means it doesn't have the stamp of authority of Rav Chiya Rashi.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, absolutely nothing.
So it's like a corrupted text? Is that...
That's what we're saying, right?
Well, there's a Dilma in here, right? That it's a possibility, not that it's a certain...
Well, the point is, if I have a clear Gemara, which is saying X, and I have a Tosefta, which is saying Y, so I'm going to assume X and Y, maybe we'll say... Maybe there's something went wrong over there.
There's something went wrong over there. Would that be true regardless of the...
Well, in general, the cloud is Gemara trumps the Tosefta.
Exactly, yes.
Right, that's the cloud. Hey, you want to answer what shot the Tosefta? We'll figure it out. Okay, nearly. The Vali Pashto that you saw is Dafka. The Sugya Haki, the Sugya Haki means that's how the Gemara assumes in other places. You mean in the Perakat Bash of the Mechilton, Allah the Masisin, Nodri Ishtoi, the Sarish, and Nodri Bitoi. The man of the Morris says on that the problem over there is the Yoni Oisa Dafka he. He has to be Mechavan specifically for her. So we see the word Oisa means specifically for her. So therefore, Mechamalo Sugin Haki. Okay, so we see the more comes out that that's true. Unless you'll argue that that's not really relevant to our discussion. Why? He does saw dafka linyan sheyda mi nadra linyan solavado is lav dafka. Even though he has to have specific intent for her, i.e., for the woman that the one of the two that made the netter, because he has to know what he's being made, but he doesn't have to. Lav dafka has to do one at a time. You could argue like that, but he's saying it's not mistaber. But nearly, furthermore, the loch of the kihecha the enemy for the stein nosh of the basachas, achinam enam akayim the stein kaachas. The haba he sugya the kamon mashma kihecha the isaw the ksiba for a dafka, achinami law the ksiba hakama is dafka. Koshet the is the sugya the bisyat the shmai. So it doesn't say the word I saw, it says the word law, but it's the more thing over there, it's regards to knowledge, it's dafka. So who would in regards to the law of two women b'basachas, it would be dafka, because the two gemaras he feels go together. So I was going to tell you this gemara over there on the Shtei Poros. You see the word I saw is dafka in other places as well. The more actually quotes the din of Saita in regards to the din of Pora. Okay.
And do we have a similar halacha? I guess it really can't be. It's a different. It hasn't been to be matir neder, but. Those are two different.
Yeah, it's a totally different process. You need to focus and discuss, etc.
Yeah.
That being said, the Hatar which we do, Rosh Hashanah, you can do multiple people of Basakha.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a whole group of people. Who will say the Nusach and the Bezin will say Mufra, Mutzalachem, Mutzalachem, because over there you're not doing the process of discussing it. So fine.
Does that mean that the process of discussing while desirable is not required?
Well, we say the strange lushan over there in the Matarsadharma says, right? The person who wants to ask has to explain, etc. But you know, I got too many of them, so I'm not going to say them. So I just said Mikra Din, you got to do this. But so this is not Mikra Din. So this whole thing is like, what is this? So therefore, the poskim assume that this Hatorah is a specific Hatorah for the Zedin Drabonan, that a person does a Dover Tov without declaring it a netter. He gets a din of a netter. Either he did it one time with intention to continue, or he did it three times without declaring otherwise. He gets a din of a netter. This is din drabanan. On that din drabanan, there is this hatara is being matter. Anything which is a bona fide netter, this hatara does not work.
So let's review just a moment. The consequence of being over a nether is
you're burning ahead of
so there's no specific.
You get Malchus if you're with us, right? Yeah.
Isn't it something that if the women know there's something with their children, it could be chasasholi?
I mean, the more it says, but a mason, yeah, the more it has a lot of ownership. But say, but
and I guess that's further on, or
no, we had it before. Sorry about that. Yeah.
You need to tell me the truth, right? Regardless of whether it's what I want to hear.
Okay.
And the Ranan went before that. No, did no, yesterday no, morning. No,
right. You started there.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the Mishnah, Begerish Hashos Yud Beis Chodesh. I'm getting one base. Begerish Hashos Yud Beis Chodesh. Ramon Olam Adjoim. Rabbi Yezar Mahal Ubala Chaim Mazen Sarah Yafir. The halacha is if they reach the point where the chuppah is supposed to take place and it didn't take place, so the husband is Chaim Mazenis. If the ikav was due to the husband, like we had in Ksuvis, and we had it with the Moshin Dabbez in Ksuvis, if the ikav was because of the woman, so he doesn't have to give Mazenis. If the ikav was because of the husband, so his chiyuv Mazenis starts even though they haven't had the suin yet.
That means she wants.
So comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says that he also is made for the Nador. So he doesn't need the father anymore. In the case of which she's would be a katana, and the case where she's not a katana, he gets the power of a fora, even though she's not in a suwa. The Chacham say no. She was not. She did not enter into his rishus. There's no dinner before her yet.
So what does this say? It's not only does he get the obligation of mazonot, but he gets this
power of before. So the Gemara's going to grapple with. I mean, the pasuk clearly says that you need that he has to be a baal with nesuin, right? So what Shatner really has is the Gemara's. Eliezer introduces a concept that when a woman makes a neder being dependent upon her husband, she's taking the husband's opinion into consideration as if she made a tanai. So the power of four over here is not the hafara that the Torah gave, but that rather we assume that she intended to empower him to be tanai that the husband is maskim. The pashas of the Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer learned that shot in the pasuk of hafara.
Are there other kohot that transfer at that time? If the 12 months went past, the wedding should have taken place, but had not.
Besides the chiyuv mezonos. Well, the more discussed whether she can eat truma or not. That's what we'll see in the Gemara over here.
So it's those three items: mazonot, kafarat nedarim, and
truma.
Right. Nothing else.
I don't think so.
And of course, the achilat truma is directly connected to the mazonot.
Well, yes and no.
Well, presumably he's a kohen.
Well,
otherwise he wouldn't obtain.
Obviously, right. But the question over here is: the Gemara holds mikra de minaraisa, a woman who is an arusa can eat truma.
Yes.
Because that nevesh kohen can eat the nevesh can you cast by. So Chazal Darshan, the same Kenyan Kaspa, is referring to an Eved. So by his Arusa, she's a Kenyan Kaspa, so she can eat. Chacham said no. And it could be once. The Gemara goes to the two reasons. We're about to say the Gemara. The Gemara says because either the Chashash of Mumin, which he won't know until she's in the Sua, and then retroactively she never was married, she ate Truma Beisr. Or alternatively, because she's afraid, since she's Beis Avia, she's going to share it with her siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Once he's providing her with mazonos, he's not going to let her do that because, you know, he's giving her the mazonos that she needs. She says, you know, I'm still hungry. Yeah, because you gave half of your food to your brother. So he's going to give her arrangement that she should be eating separately so she won't be sharing. And once he's providing, he doesn't want to provide if it's going to be a mechatos, so he has his female relatives check her out in the Beis America.
Mm-hmm.
When there's any movement, you know. So it's a dinner of bonon.
Yeah. Right. So if this is Altaz Bala, then if she explicitly said, I don't care about my husband not taking into account, it's not Altaz.
Would it have different halacha, or do we assume that deep down that's not true? I don't know. I'm not sure. Gosh, if you learn the Gemara seems to learn that this is the logic behind her for us, so, but so Pasha's it's automatic whether you like it or not. The Zakhtar Ran, Havagar Shishos Yerbez Kurdish, Patrizal Lawla Eel, but Gomorrah, Bagaris Vishishos Yerbez Kurdish. There's two different cases. Not a Bagaris, who waited, a woman who's a Bagaris, and a woman who's a still not a Bagaris, she's still a Nara, but it's already been 12 months. And so therefore, Hova Balachayv is in a Seah, because I'm a Perak Apopi. The Nice of the Psil Yibes Kurdish. Lachem Mikan is Chayv is in a Seah. There's a 12 month period for the husband to marry her. And then there's a Chim is in a Seah. And now, the Giazman, Blo Nisu, Erklis Mishaloi. Once the time comes, and if he's not married her, so she still gets to eat from the husband's. Support. Here for the Vada Beloy Shuts for sale, Dav. So the Chachamim say, "In a Bal Meifer, she comes to Rishusoy, Ashi Tekanas the Chuppah," which means an actual Chuppah. Okay.
Why don't they say it's from Yeshua?
Well, once you say it's a chachamim, so it's yachav rab malach kerabim. So, if Yeshua's opinion is an accepted opinion, so if you present it as a chachamim, to make sure that you pass him like that. So, I'm a rabba. Rabbi Eliezer, Misha Rishana, Omer the Baracha, the Chor of Eliezer's din, and over there in Ksuvis, the Mora brings that there was the original, Chazal had one approach to the halacha, and then they changed that approach. And the Mora refers to that first approach as Mishnah Rishana. And then, but later on, the Chaman changed the approach to how to deal with it. And they still quoted the so-called Mishnah on Rishana, but they left the Mishnah Rishana there, but that's not how we passed. So the Mora refers to that approach of how to deal with the issue is called Mishnah Rishana. So Rav Eliezer and Mishnah Rishana is really saying the same thing. What's Mishnah Rishana? It's not. So the Mora is going to quote the whole Mishnah. Nice and absolutely good base Kaddish, the Farnas Atzma. From the time that there's a request for the Nisuin, they again get 12 months to prepare themselves to enter into the Rishus of the Baal. Here your base kaddish. Once 12 months comes, so she has a right to eat from the husband's. The husband has to support her, and she has a right to eat truma. The case of a yavam, who's a kohen. So she was married to a kohen, and she was eating from the truma. Then her husband dies without children, so she cannot continue to eat truma. But she's fallen to yibum to a kohen. That does not give her a right to eat truma. Also, she's a kadoshim b'fnei habal. She's a kadoshim b'fnei hayam. Fill kulam b'fnei habal. Chaser yamechad. Kulam b'fnei hayam. Chaser yamechas. Ena chelas b'truma. So
So he said, I'm going to let Rabbi Avin know something.
Now, it sounds like if she Reni was eating by the husbands, so then she does eat from the yavam. It's only because she wasn't eating by the husband yet. So that's Machlokes Rishonim, what the law is in that case. We'll see that in the round. Zot the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like it's only because she has not completed her 12 months by the husband. She has not started to eat from the husband. She cannot continue to eat from the yavam. But had she started to eat truma by the husband already, she does continue to eat from the yavam. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. It's only because it's not been 12 months. It's been 6 months, or it's been 11 months and 29 days. It sounds like it's been 12 full months, and she's already eating truma by the husband. She can eat by the yavam. That's what we're talking about. Whether that's true or not. That we just told you is all Mishnah Mishnah. Bezin Shalach Reim, but later Bezin decided otherwise. And Isha Kelas Mitrumach the Kelas Tachupa. So the Gemara is Rava is saying that Reb Eliezer and Mishnah Mishnah are saying the same thing. That even though the Zman, even though they actually cannot be Kenisa Lachupa, the husband gets obligations and rights. The Mishnah over there says he gets obligations. The Mishnah here says that he gets rights. But according to the Mishnah Achrona, that there's no obligations, so there's also no rights. Okay. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says back to Rav. Dimalohi. No. They're not necessarily dependent one on the other. So Adkan Lakashmi. And Mishnah Rishana, El Mechel B'Chumah D'Rabbana, Avol D'Dorim D'Raisa Emalo. So the Mishnah Karna says she can't eat truma. The Mishnah Rishana holds she could eat truma. Even the issue over there is the Rabbana. So they said, you know what? Once this man of the Sun comes, she can eat truma. To say that Mishnah Rishana agrees with Reb Eliezer that he gets the power of a fora, which is in the Raisa, no, I don't see that that's true. So Mishnah Rishana does not have to agree with Reb Eliezer. And that kind of Shemat the Reb Eliezer, like Abin Adora, Kira Pinchas, Mishmei the Rav, Domer Kol Adaris Adas Bali Hinadaris. That Reb Eliezer holds that there's a logic of Kol Adaris Adas Bali Hinadaris. Alba Chuma, I feel Mirabana Namilochla. Maybe Reb Eliezer agrees to the Mishnah Chorena that she can't eat Chuma because whatever the reasons the Mishnah Chorena held them. So the two things are not connected at all. He doesn't see any connection either way. So therefore, Abaye just basically, with the more stands that Abaye disagrees with Rabba's connection. Zatiran, Gemara, Reb Eliezer, Mishnah Rishon, Amar the Recha, the Shegiyas Mana Linase, but Lo Nises. Shekim Shechai by Allah b'Mizonah Seho. So since the husband gets a chiyum, which that every agrees to, chashina lo ken nesua l'ksas tavorim. Therefore, she gets the status of being a partial nesua. Even though she has not actually moved into the rishus of the husband, so that's how Rabba is understanding the logic behind Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. It's to Zechiyah Mezonos. In some way, she becomes like a Nesua, and it plays out vis-a-vis Truma and vis-a-vis Nedor. Relezer Hard the Moran, the Omer, Mesisin, Bala, Mefer, Nedorea, Baloy, Shut, Vesay, Dahab. The husband gets full Rishus over the wife. That which a kohen can be Michael Ishtoi requires Kenyan Kaspoy. Also, Vav Chadashim, if they are about, Shavrola, Vav Chadashim, Bechai Abel, Nursing Yabes Kodesh, and Nostal, Lochachamim, Mishor, Shatova, Abel, Dinose. So, in the 12-month period which had been given from that to prepare for Nesuin, 6 months had passed, and then the husband died, and there's been 6 months where she's been in a state of waiting the Yibum. She did 11 months and 29 days by the husband and one day by the yavam. So she should eat. 12 months have passed. No. Kaki Ikra Girsa, that's the Girsa of the Mishnah. Pirsh Rashi Shom. Pirsh Rashi Zal Shom, but Paragraph will be the Lav Dafka Chosu Yamecha, the Philokulam of Neabal, and Rachel is Brishos of Yavim. Kifina Hosam, Midrachsiv, Kinya Kasper, by Kinya Kasab Ochivu. So, she already started eating by the husband. It doesn't make a difference. But she can't eat, the Yavim can't be Michael. So Rashi learns that just that the Mishnah is giving an example of a woman who never ends up eating neither by the husband nor by the yavam. But it really wouldn't, the fact that she ate by the husband would not change her status vis-a-vis the yavam. Vein came das Rabbeinu Tam Zal. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Al davka chosher yamecha, dabli ma'och losan kulam b'fnei habal. So Achelus Mishal Yavim. Then he the Yavim Eino Maichel. Mi aloi mafsid or mi di mach masay. Mach Yisav Hedi Yerushalmi Yigiz Man Bo Nisu. Hashemese Barleyan Oichlus Mishaloi Oichlus Mitzuma. So she's able to continue to eat truma. The concept of Yibum is that we maintain the relationship of the previous husband transferred over to the Yavam. I just want to point out over here that if you look at the Rashi over here says like the Rebbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. That's one of the rayas that they bring, that this Rashi over here is not Rashi, because Rashi in Ksubas, which is clear that it's Rashi, says not like that.
So what does Rashi hold with regard to that concept? If it's a transference of the same relationship.
Well, it's a transfer of the same relationship, but it's downgraded because it goes from being Chorus Mrs. Bezdin to Yisrael Lav. The reason why we said over there in Melun Yavam is that we see it as being a transfer as opposed to just a new relationship, is because in some ways it functions like Ishus. There's a number of holds inclusion, not typhus, in the Shemeres Yavim.
What?
So that means that even though it's a Chayvei Lavin, and Chayvei Lavin normally Kedushin is Typhus, this Chayvei Lavin, the Kedushin is not Typhus. So what's the, so one of the ways to explain it is because it's the Yavim is taking over, the Zika is just a continuation of the original Ishus, and the Ishus precludes Kedushin not just because of the Chumrah of the Chumrah which is in it, it's because of the exclusivity of a marriage. We discussed that over there, but it's definitely downgraded into only being a lav, so it doesn't have to have all the dinim being the same. The original shita of that Chazal approached the din. But Ben Shalach Reim Amr Eina Yisha Chelus B'Truma Ashi Tekanos L'Chupa. Mefarshi Yosem Tamayu. More explains over there that the reason why. Either the reason because of simpen is klamer shemi yimsabamum minimsamecho mechotos. Simpen means a finding a defect which is mavato lamekach is called a simpen. So the defect over here would be a mum. The word simpen itself does not mean a mum. It means a game-changing issue in regards to Mecca. That's what the word simpen means. So in regards to a car, you don't call it a moon. You call it there's no engine. And it's not a moon, but it would be a simpon. In regards to an isha, the simpon would be the moon. She might share her cup of truma, wine with her brother or sister.
Question about simple. It can only be a physical item when it comes to issue.
No, love Nafka. But in regards to this chashash, most of the other things would be things that the certain the ways that she's acting, etc., would be known to him. But the issue of what her physical body would not be known to him. Sir Krieger points out that the Gemara says clearly in Mishnah Achrona the problem is simple. Because the Mishnah Mishnah held the more as Machlok is over there, what the Pshat Mishnah Mishnah is to Amaroyim. And the idea being, once he starts supporting her, so he'll take care of Sippin because he'll be biting with his Krivim, his female Krivis. In the base of America, and she won't share with her siblings anymore because he's giving her he's paying for it, he doesn't want her sharing with the siblings. Whereas Mita Raisa, it doesn't have to come from the husband for any truma. Once she's in Arusa, so a guy on the street could give her a truma and let her eat, so she might share with her siblings. The Gemara says in the Mishnah Chorona, Mishnah Chorona agrees that the problem of Shematashka is not going to exist anymore. But the Mishnah Chorona holds that there's a problem of simpah, and he doesn't feel he can rely on the Bedika of the Krevus in the base of America. So the Mishnah Chorona holds that she can't eat because of simpah. Here the Ran is saying either this reason or that reason, and the Gemara over there really says in Mishnah Chorona that's not true. It's only one reason. Okay. Let's hold it here on the road.
What was that last thing?